Food prices at the supermarket this year have actually gone down slightly from where they were in January, and they're not much more than about 1% higher than they were last year. And of all the things that have happened in the food and agriculture world in 2013...
That probably was the biggest surprise.
USDA economist Joe Glauber, who says most people expected food prices to soar after 2012's devastating drought, but except for beef prices, they've been relatively stable this year, as he notes the likely reasons.
There's been a lot of things that have moderated those retail prices. I mean, we've had lower energy costs. I think that the general inflation rate, of course, has been quite low as well. So all of that's helped keep food prices lower than we might have seen otherwise.
Just proving once again that these days, prices of raw farm commodities usually have only a very little bit to do with what we actually pay at the supermarket. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.